This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to be part of the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up.
Hey, Avi, what's going on, my friend? I've been checking out your Pillow Talk segments and taking notes. I've enjoyed them quite a bit. You and your guest, Art, I believe, discussing how to get the best audio recording. Awesome stuff. You sound great. And right now, I'm not using anything fancy, no fancy pillows, but I'm speaking directly into the headset microphone, into the iPhone 8 Plus. And I've been thinking, you know who whose sound I really like. I kind of use him as a standard because the timbre and the bass and the audio is so good. It's Leo Laporte. I'm sure he has thousands of dollars worth of equipment, but just the sound quality he has achieved has been a standard for me. That's what I look up to, that quality of sound. If you haven't checked him out, even here on Anchor, check out his audio. It is awesome. Have a great weekend, Avi. Talk to you soon.
Ray, thanks for weighing in on this Follow Friday. You know, Leo Laporte has been in the recording and broadcasting business since 1976. He's got some professional qualifications, and he does sound fantastic. And he mentioned that he uses oftentimes the Shure MV88. You know, he plugs it in, and I know you have one of those as well. It's a great microphone, and I find that he's likely using that. And in the studio, he's using my favorite microphone, which I haven't invested one yet, but I'd like to get one. He uses the Heil PR40 in the studio. So that's a professional microphone that really fits the bill and gives you some incredible bass. So, for this Follow Friday, I recommend people follow Leo Laporte. He's also the host of the Twit TV station as well here on Anchor, as well as it's a syndicated show now too, right? So Leo's doing a great job. I want to actually invite Leo to a Record with Friends session because he's often bringing up a number of questions about Anchor and some of the challenges he's been having, and I think I could help him clear those up very quickly. So I'm going to call into his station, let him know that I'd love to have him as a guest on Record with Friends. I think it would be a fantastic option. So I appreciate that. For those of you for Follow Friday, if you don't follow Leo Laporte, do a search on Leo. You'll find that he is doing his own personal station now, in addition to Twit TV. And he gets some real-life excitement going on, and it's quite interesting. So appreciate the chime in, and glad you like the Pillow Talk. I'm back in my box this morning, getting things rocking and rolling with my acoustic recording box that's so sophisticated you just can't believe it. Fantastic, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Hope you have a fantastic weekend and enjoy this Follow Friday. Fabulous Follow Friday. This is a heads up for Saturday at 3 p.m. tomorrow, every Saturday, we do a Record with Friends for new Anchor mates. If you're new to Anchor and you would like to join us, ask any question you like. Let us know what your experience has been like. Let us know if you need some assistance. That is what this call is about. I partner with my good friend Kevin Touch, and we answer any questions that you might have, let you speak about what you're doing here on Anchor, introduce yourself, let the audience know what's going on, and we're using this to really help you and help new people come into Anchor with some friends, because when they hear you, they're going to want to hook up with you. They're going to want to meet you because you're new, they're new, they want to feel like they're in the same class. They're starting the class of 2017-2018, and they want to be a part of your history, and they're going to make history with you. So join us tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is what I'd like you to do. Number one, you have to favorite my station so that I can talk to you, okay? And I'll favorite your station when you do that. Call in and let me know you're interested, and you'll be available at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Then I call in to you and get you on the call. It's as easy as that. You let me know. I'm looking forward to speaking to you and meeting you, and it's always a great time with Kevin Touch. At 3 p.m. Saturdays, Eastern time. Be there or be square.
Hello, Avi, and good morning to you. I'm responding to your points, your audio about competitions and bringing new people on to Anchor. I'm remembering the shortly before the first birthday of Anchor. This is back in the version one days, as you know. I remember thinking, what can we do for Anchor by way of gratitude to Anchor? Or what we've had, what can we give back? And I remember suggesting in a piece of audio, too hard to find now, that every person who'd listen to me would commit to bringing a new person on to Anchor. And that way, new people would come on to Anchor. And that was to be a gift to Anchor. I still wish, Avi, that somebody took some leadership on the promoting gratitude towards Anchor, towards the team of people in Anchor, and towards the business of Anchor. I haven't heard, it may be going on, but I haven't heard any significant alternative suggestions to the competition, meaning that I've heard a lot of critique of the suggestion, but I haven't heard what the alternative action that can be taken should be. So that's what your audio brought forth from me.
Sir Paul, thank you for weighing in on the topic, my friend. You know, the real question is, do people need an incentive to be able to offer up some type of, payback to a free option, right? You know, I often compare that to the charities that send out incentives for people to donate, right? That's really an interesting prospect that I think we could compare those favorably to what we would be asking people to do here on Anchor. If you don't give someone an incentive to do something out of their kindness of their heart, would they be willing to do it? I would think they should be. They're getting a reward by using an app that's free. Gives them pleasure, gives them opportunity. Yet, people don't necessarily go out of their way. And I often struggle with the concept, like I said, of charities that have to offer up an incentive to donate. So, for example, if you give a certain amount of money, you get such and such in return. You see this happen on TV, telethons. You see it happen when people receive things in the mail, solicitations. Hey, if you send us $50, we'll give you a tote bag. Or, you know, we have to give up something to be able to get something. And is that really the necessary action? Is that the approach that people need to take? Is it human nature that people need to be rewarded for doing something good? That's really an interesting prospect, and we ought to delve into this in our next Coffee with Paul. I think that might be an interesting conversation. I know you'd have some interesting banter for me, and we should have maybe jot that down for our next call, huh? I really enjoyed it this week, Paul, and thank you for making that call special this week, and I look forward to our next one. Hope you have a great weekend. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Fabulous Friday, 12/8/17. This is in response to Brian's call yesterday for My Mental Download. And Brian, I did a little research for you on the Android platform. For those of you not on Android, you can either listen up and share this with someone that might be that you will find out is having an issue, or just skip over. It's okay. But Brian, I looked into the power management on the Android, and I'd like you to take a look at these settings, okay? I'm going to give them to you. There's basically five steps. Tap on Settings, Device Maintenance, Battery. Go under Unmonitored Apps and add Anchor to the list. I want to make sure that Anchor isn't being managed for battery saving purposes, because there's possibility that while you're in certain functions of Anchor, the Android system says, you know what, you're using battery, I'm going to kick you out. Especially if you're on a long call, it may not understand what that's all about. And I think that that could possibly be one of the reasons why we're getting cut off in our record with friends. So I want to rule that possibility out and check your settings. This was on the Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus. I believe it's generic to Android to have those battery settings, but it could be unique to the version that's installed on the Samsung phone. I'm not 100% sure. You guys with different phones can tell me if those settings are generic or not. I haven't looked at all the different Android varieties, so I just don't know. But again, one more time, it is Settings, Device Maintenance, Battery, Unmonitored Apps, add Anchor to the list, and then it will not monitor Anchor as an issue for battery usage. Hopefully that will help. And I'd like to also hear from anyone that's still having challenges with the Record with Friends, no matter what device you're on. I'd like to hear your feedback. We could have a conversation about it. Perhaps I can give you some help, and we can rule out any issues that may not be or may be within our control. Okay, looking forward to hearing from you. Brian, let me know if that makes a difference, and I do look forward to testing that call. We'll do an Android-to-Android call maybe later today. I'll follow up with you with a call in, my friend. Have a great one.
Hey, Yabby. I just wanted to call in and say you're doing an awesome job helping everybody out. What do you say, fellas? Let's hear it for Avi. Come on.
Yeah, you're doing a fine job at this.
Yeah, sure are.
Hey, Avi, KT, my man. Two things. I cannot wait for this recorded Friends tomorrow, because it looks like we're going to have a snowstorm up here in the NJ area. I'm not sure, you might get some, too. And the second thing is, I'm wondering, too, and this is something kind of relating off of Paul. I don't know if we need an incentive to do good. To me, I feel like if you just connect and engage, and this is not really even a tech, this is just a regular, you know, statement. Just keep connecting and engaging, and that's doing good on Anchor. That's my thoughts.
Is that Avi playing Usher, You Remind Me? Way to go. I had to give you a shout out for that one. That is my jam. It's music to my ears. That song is music to your ears. How did it come to you? Is it just like, do you like the song, or is it just random? Let me know. I gotta know, Avi.
Woke Radio. You know, I am a lover of rhythm and blues. I'm a lover of a lot of different styles of music. I am a hustle dancer, New York hustle. I don't know if you have seen that dance, because I go back to the late 70s, where I learned this from some guys from Brooklyn, New York, where they came down and taught us how to dance, man, the three-step hustle. It is a very exciting style dance. So I get into the music. I'm a musician, I'm a drummer, and anything that has a sound to it that gets you know, that sound you love, that's what I'm into. And I listen to all different types of music. I like Usher because he models himself a lot. He admired, as many rhythm and blues guys do. They followed Michael Jackson if they're younger than him, and certainly he has a pattern for that. Michael always had some great rhythms in his music, some great melodies. I'm going to get some Michael stuff in here too, because I love some of Michael's tunes. But anything that's like that, I'm into that type of music. That's why I follow Usher. That's why I follow a lot of these guys, because they are very, very cool to dance to, as well as to sing. Man, you can sing their melodies, and it's good stuff. So glad you like it. I'll try to keep bringing it in. I don't know if I'm putting too much music in. There are music fans, and then there are people say, man, you're wasting my time. After every segment, you're putting a tune in? Well, you could skip over it. But if you're listening in the radio style, sometimes it slows you down. But hopefully most people are enjoying this stuff. And, you know, I apologize to those that don't like my taste. But, you know, what can I say? Have a great weekend. I'm dancing tonight, my friend. Hope you get out and move the body, too.
Avi, how's it going? This is Chris from the Inspired Life Podcast. Good morning to you. I just listened to a bunch of your content. I love the stuff you're doing about the phone tests and the pillow and the bucket from Home Depot and all that awesome stuff. And I had a quick question for you. You did mention also about being able to find new people, like people who just joined Anchor, being able to give them a shout out. I think this is something that is very important because I have noticed that there are some people who have created accounts and they're not publishing. So I would imagine, you know, creating an Anchor account is like a big hurdle. And then the bigger hurdle is creating new content, reaching out to the community. So I think it would be cool to have a huge, just welcoming committee for these people from all of us here at Anchor. So I was wondering how you do that. I haven't been able to find that, that button to find the new people. All right. Thank you, Avi. Talk to you soon.
Chris, Inspired Life, I really appreciate you calling in and asking that question. This is how we find it. You click on the home icon, right? And when you tap on that home icon, lower left, you tap on the chart icon. That gets you to the fancy top 100 that we have right now, right? Along with that, where you see the popular, to the right of popular, there's a recent. And you tap on that menu choice. That shows you everyone that's recorded very recently. And most of the time, you'll find new people in that list. Now, you're not going to find people that haven't done their first segment yet. That's not going to happen. So if you're looking for people that just signed up and didn't record, you know, that's going to be a tough call. However, sometimes they favorite your station and you go to their station and they haven't recorded anything yet. That's a good opportunity to reach out to those types of people that haven't done their recording yet. However, for the people that have just come on the Anchor, recorded their first segment, they're going to show up in the recent. And that's how I find the new people for Welcome Wednesday. And anytime you're looking for new people to engage with, that is the best way to find them until Anchor comes up with another way to show all Anchor mates in the entire system and do it based on whether they recorded or not. It would be neat to have granular search to be able to search on people and look for possible people that have stations that haven't recorded. But you know what? You'll probably find a ton of those stations. And I always wait for someone to record their first segment to engage with them because otherwise, you know, they may have just set up an account just to listen. And that's okay. They may not want to engage, and that's okay too. I only want to work with people that are comfortable, need to be perhaps a little bit persuaded, but they'll be involved in some way, either engaging with you, either commenting, whether they're going to call into your station, or whether they've recorded their first segment, they sound tentative, or just are really anxious to get started here on Anchor. They're great people to start helping and supporting, and you'll find them by clicking on home, hit the chart in the upper right corner, tap on recent, you'll see a whole list. And it shows the time, the last time that they recorded. The ones that are most recent are up at the top. And you'll be able to get them real fresh. Probably they're still on the app when you see them. If they just recorded 2 minutes ago, there's a good chance they're still on the app and you can grab them right away. So check that out. Hopefully that's helpful. And if anybody's come up with another way to find people, I'd like to know it. And let me know what you're doing on this fabulous Follow Friday.
Avi, hey, I have a question for you. And I just asked Queen Eileen, so she may actually end up having the same answer or whatnot. But I figured I would ask you as well. I have a question. So I had a lady recently just start listening to my station. And she called in and told me how much she enjoyed it. But she also said that it was kind of a hodgepodge of stuff. And she said as she was listening to my tips from a work-at-home mom, that the next story would be me losing my mom, and she would go from getting all these tips to crying her eyes out, which I kind of understood because that is kind of how my page is. It's kind of, I just kind of put my stuff on there whenever, and I don't really have a rhyme or reason. And I originally started my page to help work at home moms find legit jobs where you can do it from home, because there's so many scams out there. So my question is, do you think it would be beneficial for me to start a work at home mom page where I would just post my work at home mom tips and where to find those jobs, and then keep my regular page that I have now just for my spiritual journey, which is kind of what it has turned into since I found my voice? It's kind of been more stories about my mom and situations that I've been through and how God has helped me. So what's your opinion on that? I just wanted to know what you personally thought about starting two different pages, because I've seen a lot of people on here do that. And I just didn't know what your thoughts were for having two separate pages on, or stations on Anchor. I just wanted you to know your opinion. Thanks so much, Avi.
Sheena, thanks for calling in, and thanks for that excellent question. You know, I look at it from this perspective. It's a personal thing. You have related topics here, as far as I'm concerned. You're talking about moms, okay? You're talking about having a mom. Everyone has a mom, and, you know, sorry to hear the fact that you lost your mom and you went through that experience, but a work at home, it's not like you have two completely different topics that you're dealing with. So giving people an emotional roller coaster isn't always that big of a deal. I think sometimes it's beneficial for you. However, if you feel that for your own benefit, it would be better to split that, and I leave that up to you, okay? One primary goal that people have, because currently we can't split podcast detail. For example, you might want to have your personal relationships with your mom in a separate podcast and not commingle it with your work at home mom information. And if you want to do that, unfortunately, you can't do that on one station now. Anchor has not given us the ability to create two different channels of podcast. Whatever you create in your episode section goes out through your RSS feed. So that's the primary compelling reason to have a separate station from my perspective. And if you prefer to do that and you want to have a dedicated podcast for each one, then you split the stations, create a different username and login password for that second station, and off you go. And you could do that by creating a separate free email account. You know, set up a Gmail account, set up an Outlook account. I'd stay away from Yahoo right now. But create those new accounts, create a new password, and now you can jump back and forth between accounts simply by logging out of one, logging into the other. Once you create your podcast in the other station, then you'll be able to include that. Now, there's one drawback here. You cannot echo information from your first station into your second. So if you wanted to stratify your station and say, oh, I'm going to take all my stuff I've already recorded in my archives and send it over to the other station, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to download it from your primary station and then lift it up through the clip tool to get to your second station. And if you do that, then you can share out whatever you've already done and maybe make that your own separate episode. That way you don't have to start from scratch. The only other challenge that I can think of for you would be if you had an audience that was interested in both topics, they would need to jump between channels and stations. And not that that's a big deal, but it could be depending on what they like. You know, if they're gotten used to what you're doing, you know, I'd take a poll. Not everybody feels the same way about that. And again, it's up to you. The primary goal, as I said, split the stations because you want to have two separate and distinct podcasts, and you want to have subscribers that are interested in one topic or the other. They can subscribe to both, but they will need to add that second podcast to their podcatcher. That's it. Hopefully that answers your question, and maybe Queen Eileen will come back with a similar answer, and maybe she won't. That's why we have our anchorbootcamps.com, where we share some great information, and each one of us has different perspectives oftentimes on the same topic, but frequently we do have similar views. And I always appreciate that about my partners here, both Dr. Dan of Anchor Talk, great content. As I was saying, Dr. Dan, great content. I got a call. It interrupted me. I'm so sorry about that. And sometimes I have to pick up the call. But nicely, you didn't lose that whole 3.5 minutes worth of content. But Dr. Dan's got some great tips. Queen Eileen, fabulous stuff. We combine at anchorbootcamps.com. I know you've been over there, and look forward to helping as many people as we can with that. If you have any follow-up questions, let me know. And what I meant about the echoing, you can certainly echo your content to the other station. You can't include echoed content in an episode. That's a little bit of clarification as I was listening back to myself. But hopefully that answers your question, and look forward to helping you again. Thanks for calling in, Sheena.
Hey, Avi, this is Mike from the over at the Biggs Broadcast. I was actually listening to your talk with Art about the whole, like, using a box as a makeshift echo chamber, but sound treating it so that you can have more bass and just an overall, like, better do-it-yourself kind of sound quality. And personally, I've been doing that in some of my casts, like just in my closet, because I have clothes hanging up in my closet and it works that way. And I'm actually really interested to see what kind of demand that this is going to create later on for people walking around with like their phone inside of boxes, or maybe someone will end up making a case that serves as a sound treated box so that you can kind of cast on the go. So, interesting conversation. Thanks for throwing that up there.
Mike, I think you're absolutely right. As audio becomes more and more popular, people are going to be looking for ways and inexpensive ways to get the best quality they can out of their mobile device. While they're probably not going to want to walk around with a box, as I suggested, it makes it very effective. For example, I set that box up, the acoustic box that I talked about. I have it on a dresser, and I simply put my tripod in there, pop the phone in there. Whenever I want to do a recording now, I have my own little recording studio, and it makes it portable, so you can take it anywhere in your home or office and set it up, and it works really, really well. All you need is three pillows and the plastic clear box that you could pick up for under 10 bucks. Off you go, and you got yourself something cool. Now, I was going to think about doing this in a more portable box, but you know what? Let's say you went with a shoebox style. They're necessarily not deep enough, and they can't give you the same the same quality. I don't think you'll get the same resonance, but I could test it, and I'll see. But with that, you could put it on a tripod, although it's just easier to move your little mini tripod in and out of the box and just have it work. Or just hold your hand in there. I like being able to tap the record button, slide off, and keep it in the tripod, stand up and talk into the box. Works like a champ. And why not? It's like being in a phone booth, man. Remember the old phone booths? What happened to them? The payphone. You walk in there and you have your own little recording studio. Go into the phone booth. They don't have them anymore. But they used to have them even hanging on a wall, like in a hotel. They would have that same concept. You'd have the phone, and then you'd have the dividers on the left and right side, and they used metal with the little holes in it to create that sound barrier, right? So people could be right next to each other talking on the phone, and you wouldn't hear the guy next to you, unless he had a loud voice like I do, and then you'd hear him all over the building. But thanks for checking in, man. I'm glad you appreciated that. Art is a genius. He's got that acoustic idea, and he came up with some great tips, and I really appreciate what he did. Thanks so much. Today's Tech Talk tip was focused on the Android platform, and I wanted to follow up with Brian of My Mental Download. So we just got off about a 10-minute record with friends call, Android to Android, and guess what? We didn't drop. And I'm wondering if you're using that tip, if it makes a difference for you. I'd love to hear it. And we could offer that up to the community to let them know that that may make a difference. So following this segment, you're going to hear our 10-minute Record with Friends call. Thanks, Brian. I do appreciate your time. And I think maybe, perhaps, once you have that call with KT later in the week, you'll be able to report back and let me know if it's resolved. Otherwise, we're going to point fingers at KT. I think that's the issue. Take care, man. Here you go. Brian, are you available to talk, my friend?
I have a few minutes.
Great. That's fantastic. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. How am I on your end?
You're fantastic, just a little bit low, but that's probably my problem. I have to turn up the volume just a little bit, and I think we should be in good shape. So, Brian, have you made those changes to the power settings as I described?
I did, sir. I did. That was actually so I echoed your segment onto my station and added that not only was I able to add Anchor to those lists, I was able to read the list and go, yeah, Skype, I don't think you deserve access to unmitigated power whenever you want. So, I found a couple of garbagey apps that I didn't want to have that kind of access. So it was kind of nice. I was able to kill multiple birds.
Good. Hopefully it'll work. I'm not 100% sure. I don't normally use the Android device to do these things. However, right. I thought it would be a cool option. So I tried it with Sir Paul, and as I told you, about 7 minutes into the call, boom, it was gone. Okay.
Yeah,
I haven't done any Android to Android calls, but I can tell you this. I've had people that are on Android in the calls and they didn't drop. So right. I'm thinking it's not just Android, but I think it could be the style phone. It could be the connection in general. We may be blaming Android for the fact that it's just dropping the call. But I haven't had any dropped calls with iOS. So that's why I was pointing to that possibility. But, you know, we'll see. We'll go about 5 minutes on this call. We'll see what happens. And while we're chatting, tell me how things are going on Anchor.
I'm really enjoying it. I know there's a lot of trepidation right now, but I think that I see us moving forward in a good way still. I still feel like, you know, there is a lot for people to do. You know, I think I see, you know, people who are just doing like, you know, everyday things. You know, they're talking about their day. They're documenting what's happening. You know, you see, I love when like Paul Amani goes to the store. Like to me, that is fantastic. Like, you know, you have that kind of what life is like in where he is. And then you have people who are just doing a podcast and are just kind of speaking out and, you know, they make their episodes and they're making use of the technology. And I love the fact that there is the ability that we all have this ability to do all these things and they're all the right way to do it.
Exactly. Very flexible. This app is tremendous that way. And it makes it very personal as well, because you don't have to take the recording studio with you on the road. You have it in your pocket anywhere you want to go. And yeah, when people can bring, you know, basic daily events into an audio format and chronologically, you know, store that and record it, it's phenomenal. Now, compared to audio where you don't have to watch it, you can listen. I find it tremendously beneficial for me when I have it playing in the background, doing other things, when I have it in my car, driving down the road through Bluetooth. I think it's just amazing because you can pick and choose whatever content you want to listen to. And it makes it so easy because there's so many people doing so many different things. You have your music, you have your artists, you have musicians, you have people talking about business. I mean, you pick a topic, you can find it.
So
it's pretty real and it's great. Real, raw, and people are finding their home here. You know, and you don't have to be concerned about, quote, the politics of the app. It's all about what you're able to accomplish and who you're able to reach. And I always say, as you know, reach out, get the attention of one person, make a difference in their life, and you've really accomplished a great thing. And it's free right now, right? It's free.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely free. It's absolutely free. And you know, I was just listening to you and Paul talking about, you know, people feeling they have to, you know, get something out of it before they donate or, you know, whatever. And I always wondered about that. I mean, you ever think like that those higher ticket items, are they there in order to reward people or is it to help get those people up to, you know, the next tier? So you have like, say like the average pledge, you know, I'll use Bernie Sanders as the example. $27, you know, was the quote unquote average, and maybe there would be some kind of item to get them from 27 to say 50, you know, Because if they can get so many people to do that, it would really impact the bottom line.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just putting it out there. It must work.
I see it on PBS, you know, the public broadcasting stations, mm-hmm. and they offer these albums that you can get if you donate a certain amount of money. And then, of course, you have the people that don't ever donate to free options, and they have a free ride. They take advantage of the same benefits that the people that are paying for do. And you always wonder, hey, are they getting as much value out of the station as the person that's donating? Yeah, of course they are. However, there are people that are willing to contribute. There are people that aren't. And both of them are okay. You know, it's what you feel is important to you. It's whatever your values are and whatever you want to make happen. And there's always the big corporate contributors that put the money out, that get their names mentioned on these free stations. While there's no advertising, they always get mentioned, right? So there is advertising. Yeah, yeah. And people do what they have to do.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you something while we're talking. My screen goes completely black when I'm using it. And it's still working, but I don't have the opportunity to even see what's going on my phone right now. Does yours do that?
So mine does that because I'm holding it to my ear. So I have the setting set that if it's set to your ear, then it's basically turned off.
Right.
And then, but so if I pull it away and I go to speaker mode, hold on, Lisa. Yeah. It lights up. So the screen lights up, but I don't, my timeout settings will affect the screen. Cause I kind of wish I could do that. I'd like to be to set the timeout settings to not affect Anchor, because there are times where I'm listening to a segment and I'm like, oh, that's really nice. And I go to hit the applause button and then the screen is black. And then I have to swipe and have it look at my irises and then click the buttons and then, you know, do all the things just to applaud somebody. So sometimes I don't applaud because I'm unwilling to go through the hoops.
Sure, I understand. And, you know, what I just did was I took my finger. I use my finger to unlock the phone with the sensor in the back, upper left corner. So when I put my finger on there, it did illuminate the screen. And it also moved it from the headset speaker back to the main speaker phone. So I can hear you much better now. And that works well. Now, we've been on the call now for 7 minutes and 56 seconds. And we haven't dropped yet.
Right.
So I'm wondering, is that the longest you've gone so far?
So this is a newer thing. So KT and I have been doing these Thai talks during lunch times for like a month and a half now. And it's only been in the last couple of weeks that we've had this issue. So I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of software update to my phone that altered how something works, or perhaps an update to Anchor change something.
Could be,
but, so, I don't but know. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the longest it's been in weeks, like in the last two weeks.
Good. Well, maybe it just corrected itself, but it could be the power management that we both enabled on our Android phone. So hopefully that will be a cure, and we'll just have to play it by ear. If it continues, let me know, because I want to find out.
I will definitely do that, because next Tuesday, Kevin and I are set to talk. So we'll try to make that happen then, and I'll let you know right after that.
And it could be Kevin. Because Kevin sometimes has a sketchy Wi-Fi connection. And what I recommend he do is get off Wi-Fi and go strictly with his cellular data plan. And that's for anybody. If you have a connection that's vying for a connection, sometimes your phone will try to fight to get to that Wi-Fi and try to connect. And it's really affecting your resources. So I say just turn the Wi-Fi off. If your data plan is poor, or you don't have a strong data signal, then turn your cellular data off and go strictly with Wi-Fi. But it's one or the other. Right now, I have both connected. I have my data and my Wi-Fi. I have strong connections on both, and I'm on T-Mobile here in this particular phone. So they have a strong section of 4G where I am. But either way, it's been really good. So we're almost at exactly 10 minutes, my friend. So I wish you a very happy weekend. Get into a good start. And, you know, thanks, Brian. I think we accomplished what we wanted to do.
I think we did exactly. And I wish you exactly the same. Have a great weekend. And we'll chat soon.
You got it, brother. Take care. Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, Avi, thank you for that advice. And as you can see, I did take it. And yeah, originally I had started doing my podcast with the idea that I would post my segments of as episodes onto my blog. And then I had a really hard time doing that because I wasn't able to find the links and stuff to post in there, which you answered that question as well. So thank you for that. And but yes, thank you for giving me that advice. I think it is going to help me to kind of separate the business part, even though it's not like I'm not making money from either page and it's not something that I'm going to get paid to do. I think it would definitely help with my mindset as to just putting the tips on this page, and then I can create episodes and put that on my blog instead of being such a hodgepodge of spiritual stuff, losing my mom stuff, me and Johnny stuff, kid stuff, you know. So thank you for that advice, and as you can see, I did it, and yay! Thanks, Avi. You're the best.
Hello, Avi. I have a question about the recent tab that you talked about. And before, people were talking about, like, oh, those are new people to Anchor. But there was times where I was on there and it didn't seem those are new people. And, you know, I wasn't getting responses because I was treating them like they were new people. And it seemed like it was just that they had a recent segment. So can we get some confirmation that those are actually new people to Anchor? Because I don't really trust that right now. And I guess part of my frustration with the contest is that, yes, I would love to get people on my Facebook feed, on my Twitter feed, you know, come to Anchor. But I just don't know how to do it. It's just not working. So.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the call in, my friend. And you're right. The recent section includes the most recent recordings, right? So. What I normally do is I check out what the person's talking about. If I find somebody in there that I don't recognize, I'll go to their station. I'll listen. Many times you'll see a introduction segment. Gives you kind of a clue that they're new, right? I also look at their episode section. Have they recorded any previous episodes? If they haven't, or the dates are very recent, then I get a feel that they're fairly new to the platform. If I've never heard them before, if they've just started recording, that gives me my clue. But no, not everyone in the recent list is new. I've also found people that have returned to Anchor through the recent section. So you may find that they haven't recorded in a long time, right? Or they just are coming back, so I welcome them back to Anchor. They may have been in version one. They're just reintroducing themselves to version two. So there's a lot of different clues in the recent section that gives you an idea whether in fact they are in fact new to Anchor or whether they're just doing the regular recordings on a regular basis. If you go there, you see their episodes go back months and you know they're recording daily, you can still introduce yourself. I don't have a problem with you introducing to someone that's existed before because they're new to you, right? So that's great. No problem. But you'll find a number of people. It's the only way to do it right now. Now, with regard to marketing you and Anchor to your friends and family and whatnot, probably you're not going to get a great exposure there, AA Ron. People already know you. They already either like you, don't like you, whatever. But they get their feed from you. They get their fill from you on Facebook. They get their fill from you on Instagram. So you're probably not going to encourage a lot of people to come over. I know I haven't. I have a lot of followers on Facebook, a lot of friends. My family, I can't get them to come in here. Okay? So don't worry about that. What you simply want to do is if you have some encouraging news that you're putting out in your segments, take a section of that, put it out on Twitter. Let people may, you know, they get exposed to it. And it may not just be you that gets the exposure, okay? It may be that when they start seeing more and more of this Anchor here, Anchor there, they see other friends doing Anchor, they start to say, whoa, this thing must be catching on. A lot of people are doing it. That's what brings people back into the platform because they start to see posts on Instagram of their friends. They start to see things in Twitter, Facebook, and it's not necessarily a direct one-to-one connection. So keep doing what you're doing. Don't be reluctant to get the word out. Share your important stuff through audio. People will start to get the feel that, hey, maybe audio is the way to go. Not everyone wants to record. Not everyone will ever record. You're going to find a number of people that will always be an audience. And that's fine. I think there's as many people and more people that are willing to listen as there are to ever record or even participate. But listeners become participants. They comment, they applaud, they get involved in the conversation, and eventually something triggers them. Something gets their spark going, and they start to tap that record button to at least call in and say, hey, I've been listening to you for several months, and I just wanted to let you know X, Y, and Z. Or I never responded before. Just like, did you ever listen to talk radio? There are people that will never call in the talk radio, but one day they've been listening, and something just gets under their skin, and they have to make their comment heard. That's what they do. So don't ever feel like your attempts are in vain. They're always a positive direction to get people exposed. And that's all we can do is expose them. It's just like the waitress in a restaurant. They're going to offer you coffee. They don't feel bad if you refuse it, but they need to keep offering it. And you'll accept it when you want it. People that like it, like it. People that don't, won't. That's just fine. Keep going. Next. Take care, man. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
It's Friday afternoon in Philly Town, and we're winding down, but we're getting ready for the Q&A buffet all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Hope you're around. Come back here. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to contribute. You're going to call in. You're going to say, hey, Avi, what's happening? And you're going to ask me some questions. I'm going to give you some answers, and we're going to banter back and forth, cover some material that you may not have heard before. We're going to recap the week. Hey, there's a lot going on the weekends, and if you don't come in to anchor on the weekends, you don't know what you're missing.